And this is a midweek edition of Going Public. Late last week, I had a chance to speak with Lisa Ferris about two major events coming to Cape Girardeau this coming weekend. Here's her interview. Welcome.
Thank you, John, for having me. I appreciate it.
If you would, tell me a little bit about the Muddy River Marathon and how it got started.
Sure. So it is the first year for it. We're really excited to have a full marathon here that is a Boston qualifier course. So that is exciting for the Cape Girardeau region. It started as an idea of Brandon Haas with the Courtyard by Marriott, and I think some conversations he was having with Brian Kelpie and Kim Kelpie with Missouri Running Co. And just kind of blossomed from there. You know, I think last year we were all living in a different world, still kind of are today. And just in conversations, you know, why don't we have something like that here? We're a good mid-sized destination, and a lot of people are going to be trying to find races in those mid-sized destinations. And thankfully, you know, we have a great board who has some excellent team members who made it all happen in under a year.
Well, yes, as you mentioned, there's been many virtual events I've seen across the region, but am I correct in saying this is one of the first in-person runs or races in Cape since the pandemic?
I don't know that it's necessarily the first. It's definitely the longest and biggest, but because I believe there have been maybe a couple smaller ones that have occurred, but definitely the biggest event we've had in the region in about a year or so.
How many people are you expecting?
So currently we have over 700 people registered for both the half marathon, the full marathon, and then the relay marathon portion of the event. So over 700 people and from over 15 states. I believe when I looked last week, I saw somebody from as far away as Colorado, and then smatterings of people from Texas, North Carolina, and then a bunch of other, you know, individual signees, and then maybe two people coming, but over 15 states will be represented at the race when it's here.
What makes this race unique in its route?
I mean, it makes the uniqueness mostly comes from the fact that it is a qualifier race, but also you're going to be starting in downtown Cape Girardeau, and you'll make your way through pretty much the heart of town, out towards the west side of town, out towards Dalhousie, some country running, and then winding your way back around Southern Expressway, looping back up to kind of Midtown area, and then ending ultimately back in the Hudson's parking lot area. So you get to see all of Cape. I think we have several, obviously we have 700 people, and some of these people have never even heard of Cape Girardeau until the race, you know, came up on their screens to sign up. And so what makes us unique here is that we are definitely a mid-sized community that has all of the amenities of a larger city, and it's affordable to come here. It's affordable to stay for a weekend, and we've got that great river, hence the name Muddy River.
I believe the Cape Riverfront Market is opening up here soon, too, right?
Cape's Riverfront Market, yes. Mm-hmm. That opens up the first weekend of May as well, so that's Saturday. A big attraction for both residents and for visitors alike. And then the Thursday market actually opened up, I believe, last week. And so that, again, kind of hits that group that loves to get fresh produce, homemade goods, and regional items. But we are excited for the market to open up because that just adds to the buzz and liveliness of downtown.
And thanks again to Elisa Ferris with Visit Cape. Both events we discussed began in downtown Cape this Saturday, May 1st. With the Muddy River Marathon beginning with the first set of runners at 7 a.m. and the Cape Riverfront Market beginning at 8 a.m. and going until noon. For KRCU Public Radio, I'm John Moore. For more Going Public interviews and podcasts, visit krcu.org and find us on the NPR One app. Just search KRCU.